147 in the front of the hymnal. Page 147. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and blessing and glory are His. This is the feast. Victory for our God. Alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation, blessing and honor and glory and might be to God. Forever, amen. This is the feast of victory for our God, for the Lamb who was slain has begun His reign. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, you teach us that without love, our actions gain nothing. Pour into our hearts your most excellent gift of love, that made alive by your Spirit, we may know goodness and peace through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from the 11th chapter of Acts. In defense of his earlier baptism of pagan believers, Peter demonstrated to the members of the Jerusalem church that God's intention to love Gentiles as well as Jews is revealed in Jesus' own testimony. In this way, the mission of the Gentiles is officially authorized. Now, the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." But I replied, "By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth." But a second time, the voice answered from heaven, "What God has made you clean, you must not call profane." This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, "Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved." And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us, when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who am I that I could hinder God? When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We will now read Psalm 148 responsively. Hallelujah, praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all you angels. Sing praise, all you hosts of heaven.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars.
Praise the Lord, heaven and heavens. And you are the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded that they were created.
Who made them stand fast forever and ever, giving them the law so shall pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind, doing God's will.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world.
Young men and maidens, old and young together.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven.
The Lord has raised us for the people and for all the faithful servants, the children of Israel, a people of renewed hope. Hallelujah.
The second reading for the fifth Sunday of Easter from the 12th chapter of Revelation. John's visions show us that in the resurrection, the new age has dawned. God dwells with us already. Yet we wait for the time when the tears that cloud our vision will be wiped away. Then we will see the new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from prepared as a bride for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See the Lord God among mortals. He will dwell with them, his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go?
Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Excuse me. When Judas Iscariot left the room and went off to pray Jesus, Jesus said to his disciples, "Now the glory of God has come. Son of Man has been glorified. And God has been glorified in him. And if God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself. Little children, I'll be with you only a short time. And as I told the Jews, I'll tell you where I'm going, you cannot go. But I give to you a new commandment, that you love one another. Even as I have loved you, you shall love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. That's the good news, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I invite the children to come up. Hi, guys. How are you doing? Hey, I have a question for you. How many commandments are there? 10. Are you sure? Do you know all 10 of them? No? Well, if I told you there was an 11th commandment, would you believe me? You would. That's nice of you to believe me. Well, there is. Jesus gave us an 11th commandment. Did you hear it when I was sharing it just a little bit ago? Yeah. Love. Love one another as I have loved you. See, if you put all the commandments together, you could combine them in that one nice commandment. So if somebody asks you, do you know the Ten Commandments? You can say, maybe not all 10, but I know the 11th one. Love one another as I have loved you. There's a song about that. Do you remember what it was? Whoops. I'm carried away here. Somewhere I have a... All I need are the chords. And I don't even need too many of them. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. Christians?
By our love.
By our love, that's right. So, you know the Ten Commandments, and now you know the 11th. All right? Can you share that with everybody? All right. Let's say thank you. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, that you love us so much that you are willing to give that love to us so that we could share it with others. Bless us, Lord, so we bless others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you can have a seat. Thanks for coming. Well, he's got more important things to do. Reagan used to be able to tell some really good stories, and there's one that he told about Alexander Dumas and one of his best friends. The two of them got into an argument, and in fact it got to the point where they challenged each other to a duel. Now, duels back in those days could be deadly, and since both of them were excellent shots, they decided that if they went ahead with this duel, they'd both die. They were that good. So they decided, instead of both of them dying, they would draw straws. And the one who drew the shortest straw
agreed to go and shoot himself. Well, Alexander Dumas drew the short straw. He resigned himself, he picked up the gun, went into the library, closed the door. Shortly thereafter, there was a big bang. Everybody went in to see what happened. And Dumas is standing there with a smoking gun in his hand. They said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "An amazing thing happened. I missed." Well, have you ever considered that as Christians, too often we miss the gospel? We've grown up with it. It's practically part of our DNA. But the gospel becomes the law. And we think that tithing, serving on the church council, doing this, teaching Sunday school, doing all of these different things is what the gospel is all about. But the gospel is more than that. The gospel is about something far greater than just that. Most of us know the gospel. And it's in a nutshell, it's John 3:16. God so loved the world, come on, everybody knows it, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. Therein is the gospel in a nutshell. Jesus sums it up even better. In the gospel of love. Love one another as I have loved you. Look at John 3:16 next time you look at that again, and look at it with that in mind. That God so loved the world, we are to love the world in the same way. There was a Peanuts comic strip in which Charlie Brown is trying to console Lucy, who, of course, is having one of her little tirades. And Charlie Brown finally says, "You know, Lucy, what the world needs is love. What you need to do is love the world." Lucy yells back at him, "I love the world. It's people I can't stand." Well, in some ways, isn't that like us? You know, we like things about us and we love things around us. But sometimes some people can be so hard to love. Yeah, isn't that what Jesus said? Psychologists will tell you that a person who has not learned love as a child cannot love as an adult. They've done many studies. A person who was abused as a child will become an abuser unless there is an intervention. A child who is a bully is bullied at home will be a bully at school unless there is some intervention. Psychiatrists did a study using monkeys. It's a classical study in which they took orphan monkeys, monkey babies, and half of them they gave a surrogate mother. It was either another monkey mother who would take them in, or a human being, or another animal. And the other half, they gave just a doll wrapped in wire. The group that had a loving mother were able to love like normal monkeys. But those who had only this wire doll never did learn to love. Jesus must have known that. Jesus must have known that you and I need love in order to share love. That we need to share love in order that others will know love too. When God so loved the world and created all things good, he continued to love the world. And that's hard for some of us to understand, that even those we have so much trouble with, God calls us to love. Hard to believe that he wants us to love those people. In fact, isn't that the argument that Peter has with some of the authorities in Jerusalem? How can you give the gospel to those people? They're not one of us. And yet, Peter says, yeah, but the Holy Spirit came upon them just as he has us. God loves them just as much as he loves us. Love one another, even as he has loved us. Jerry Holland was an educator who wrote an article about one of the teachers in his system. This teacher was tremendously committed to her students, just loved them to no end. And she was dealing with, they called them disadvantaged children at that time. But she reached the point of burnout. Now, anybody who's ever been close to burnout knows what that's about. The harder you work, the further behind you get, the harder it is to love, the harder it is to do anything, and you work harder and harder and harder to the point where you're almost ready to break. And that's where she was. And then on top of that, her mother died. She took a week off for the funeral, but came back to school. And things were not right. And one day, one of the students, Rachel, who had been her most difficult student, came to her desk with a chrysanthemum she had obviously ripped out of the school flower garden and said, "Mrs. Terrell, would a flower help you?" And she said, "Rachel, what's the matter with you? Why would a flower help me?" "Well, would a flower help you be like a mother again?" She said, "A mother?" She said, "Well, you've always been like a mother to me. But now you're all fussed in your mind and you're not being like a mother." She said, "Well, what is a mother like?" And she said, "Well, a mother likes being with children." She said, "Well, I like being with children too." But she said, "My mother died." And Rachel said, "Your mother died? Did your mother live until she died?" "Well," she said, "of course. She lived, and everybody lives until they die." Rachel said, No. "Some people die and walk around and don't know they're dead. But Mrs. Terrell, please, live while you're still alive." I think that's what Jesus is trying to tell us. That you and I need to live love as if we were always alive. And if we do, something is going to change. If we really love the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul, if we really love one another as he loves us, then things are going to change. The way we act, the way we treat people, we will really believe. Do we really believe that God is right here with us, as he promised? Do we really believe that he is coming to us in the reading of the word, in the singing of the word, the preaching of the word? Do we really believe that Jesus isn't just out there someplace, but that Jesus is right here with us, giving himself to us, even as he says, "This is my body, this is my blood"? If we do, then he will change us. We will be changed. Because in Christ, all things are made new. For Christ is changing things. I know we spin on earth beneath a dancing sky. I hear a word from God that frees us all to fly. I feel
slaughtered souls will soon arise, for I believe that Christ is changing everything, 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 everything. I hear the tulips laugh beneath the winter snow. I've seen how little children their parents grow. I'm sure that miracles can set the heavens aglow, for Christ is changing and changing everything, everything, everything. I sense an unseen world beyond the swirling sun. For mysteries that haven't yet begun, I trust in hands of love to heal the wrongs we've done. For Christ, do believe that Christ is changing everything, 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 everything. I know some give their eyes to those who lose their sight. I've seen some take his holy meal and dance all night. I want to celebrate my death with all my might, for I believe that Christ has changed everything, 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 everything. Christ is changing everything. And the sign of that change is that we get the word that Jesus gave us. Love one another as Christ has loved and is loving you. That's the good news. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Follow me, I will bring you home.
and Natalie and Amanda, who are going through some difficult times right now, too. The response to "Hear, O so God, is your mercy is great."
Send your Holy Spirit upon your church. Awaken in us renewed commitment to our baptismal promises, to build community, to worship together, to share our faith, to serve others, and to work for justice and peace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Forgive us for the ways we have caused creation to suffer. Inspire creativity as we explore new ways of reducing our consumption of the earth's resources. Restore forests and waterways. Replenish the habitats of all endangered and threatened species. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Call all nations to the repentance that leads to life. Empower legislators to craft laws reflecting your commandments to love and serve. Bless police officers, firefighters, paramedics, and first responders who put themselves at risk to care for others. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Make your name your home among us and shelter us from storms of death, mourning, crying, and pain. Draw near to those who weep and those who are lonely. Restore health and wholeness to those who suffer. We pray especially today for Katie, for Karen, Loretta, Kathy, Natalie, Amanda, and those we name in our hearts before you. Hear us, O God.
We give you thanks for those who carry out the ministry of hospitality. Greeters, ushers, those who make coffee and bake cookies, all who welcome newcomers and care for children, and all who extend a hand of peace to neighbors. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You promise new life for all the faithful departed. Renew us in faith and hope until the day death is no more, when you will dwell with us in the new heaven and the new earth. God of wisdom, we ask your blessing on Lance as he graduates from high school and continues to grow in wisdom and knowledge. Guide his life and walk with him so that he will always know that you are with him, always and everywhere. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God. Come near to us with your saving help. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
Amen. Be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace. Give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. And Jesus came to rescue me. This child of God would grow to be a man and one day die for you and me. Our sin would drive the nails in him. That rugged cross was our cross too. Every breath he drew was yes, an act of worship. Said, my blood is shed for you, forgiven, remember me. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. With this cup and this bread, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ in the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice and peace and love. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with the sun, the moon, the stars, we praise you, O God. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray as Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All are invited to the table of the Lord.
See you.
Please stand as you are able. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And we pray that in your mercy you would strengthen us through this gift in faith towards you and in fervent love for one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Lord, look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated. Before we sing the last hymn, I believe the children have something to present. Thank you on behalf of the congregation for that Wednesday school that you really